It's time to follow on with some more news items. We hear of some happy events, in particular over the holiday weekend with the ever-popular Aylsham Show and a record-breaking dog show at Norfolk Showground. We have the pleasure of the Band of the Scots Guards visiting Thursford again in September. Then, as a special treat, the Red Arrows touch down at Norwich Airport. One of the centrepieces of Norfolk's country calendar attracted a bumper bank holiday crowd to enjoy a celebration of rural life and entertainment. The Aylsham Show brought an estimated 15,000 people to the Blickling Estate to see traditional displays, including a grand parade of champion cattle, sheep and goats. Announced to the watching visitors as one of the finest lineups the show has ever seen. Also in the main ring, there were heavy horses, hunting hounds, children's events, including a fancy dress competition, a sack race, and a tug of war. Although there was some disappointment when a scheduled World War I aerial dogfighting display was cancelled due to gusty winds. There were also well-known chefs and local delicacies in the cookery theatre and food hall, while a diverse range of sideshows and exhibitions included classic cars, archery, military vehicles and dog training. Organisers said the late summer weather was ideal for the successful show, which aimed to demonstrate rural traditions and countryside entertainment, while connecting the public with the farmers who produce their food. Show president Michael Gamble said, "People come here to learn about the countryside and farming. They see the machinery and all the livestock, and then they go to the food hall and they learn how it is all produced."
It was all about a man's best friend this bank holiday weekend, as thousands of dog owners and their four-legged friends turned out to enjoy days dedicated to all things canine. Despite a wet start to the two-day event, the second day of this year's All About Dogs attracted a record number of visitors, leading organisers to hail it as a record-breaking year and confirm that they would be back in 2019. Returning to the Norfolk Showground for an eighth time, the popular event saw dogs of all breeds, shapes and sizes accompany their owners to the showground to do a spot of shopping, meet other pups and take part in competitions. Among the visitors at the event on Sunday was Claire Beaton from Barnum, attending the day with her four dogs. She said, "I've been here quite a few years. The fact that you can bring your dog and it's not a problem is great. It's socialisation for the dogs too." Valerie Whitehead from the Norfolk Broads Dog Training Club, which was inviting dog owners to take the Kennel Club Good Citizen Test, said, "We have been very busy and we have had no end of different types of dogs."
The Band of the Scots Guard returned to the Thursford Collection this September for its annual beating retreat and concert. The ABF, the Soldiers' Charity, Norfolk Committee's major event of the year, takes place on Tuesday, September the 4th. The spectacular event is a sight to behold, and the beating retreat will take place in the car park, followed by a concert in the theatre. The beating retreat is a military ceremony dating back to the 16th century and was first used to recall nearby patrolling units to their castle. ABF, the Soldiers' Charity, has been in existence since 1944, when, as the Army Benevolent Fund, it was established to provide support for all serving soldiers, veterans and dependents in need. Hundreds of soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, with more injured both mentally and physically. Tickets cost £22 for adults and can be purchased by post from the Thursford Collection.
Delighted onlookers were treated to an up-close view of the Red Arrows as they landed in formation at Norwich Airport. An excited group of spectators, young and old, gathered for the chance to see the famous RAF acrobatics team. Squadron leader Martin Pert said, "It's great to be back in Norwich. We use Norwich as a base for quite a few of our East and South East Coast shows, and we always get spectacularly treated here." The team of RAF pilots and engineers are being hosted at Norwich by Saxon Air, using it as an overnight base for demonstrations at Clacton Airshow. The team carried out the essential engine checks, refuelled the engines and topped up the dipods. Mick Nicholson, who runs the operation, said, "Replacing the die is the messiest part of the job. It's what gives the arrows their distinctive red, white and blue smoke, so it's an essential job. Without the support of team, there would be no show. The Red Arrows have a huge following in East Anglia, and the fans of the airport today were thrilled that Norwich was chosen as a base."
Many architects and designers were called to join LandPro and ProWorks at the forum to create their visions of Norwich in 2040 in Lego. Norwich City Council has appealed to the public to contribute ideas for the future of Norwich. Anna Oliveira, the event organiser, said, "We've had such a wealth of good ideas like a tram system, a zero-carbon taxi rank and outdoor swimming pools." The event was inspired by the Break Children's Charity and Futurista Go Go Hair, which can be seen at Into Chapelfield. Amy Butler, a mum of two from Reefham, said the kids were having a great time and it's nice to be doing something creative instead of them staring at the TV. LandPro and ProWorks would like to extend their thanks to the construction industry for kindly loaning the Lego used in this event.
And now for our first feature. He is described by Derek James as East Anglia's King of the Blues. Albert Cooper has been entertaining the Norfolk and Suffolk public for many years. His story is told by Derek James and is read by Sophie Yeomans.